back to you, Mick in Naranda. G'day.
Hi, Mick.
Hi. Hi, Sue. Look, I've got a question regarding cycad palms.
Yeah.
We've got some here. They're about 5-6 year old. They were beautiful the first few years, and now they started not forming a full, I think you call the leaves fronds.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. I presume they're lacking a trace element of some sort. Can you help me there at all?
Yeah, they are. They do get this frizzle, this sort of the easiest way to explain it is that the leaf doesn't feel like it's opened up
That's
properly.
Right. Yes,
yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
Fall
and it is trace. They think it's trace element deficiency. No one's really quite sure, but trace element seems to put it straight. But it's a long term process because the next lot of fronds are coming through. Actually, the next lot of fronds are coming through fairly soon. So yeah. If you can get a soluble trace element, so mix it in water and put it over the foliage and around the root system, so a watering can's worth for each plant, Mick, that yeah. should help it. That should make a difference. And do that again
now,
in
this,
a couple of...
This is something like Thrive or something
no,
like that?
No, because that doesn't have trace elements in it. You actually okay. need soluble trace elements.
Soluble trace
That's
elements.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then right. put that over and then do that at the beginning of summer as well.
Yep. Okay, well, we'll try that.
That and, should clear it up. And just keep an eye that there's no scale insects on your cycads
okay,
as well. That's the set
point. We have had scaling on them. Mm. What do you do about that?
Best thing to use is white oil. And the trickiest thing is to control the white oil, control the scale when the crawlers are hatching, which is usually the early November. If you
yep.
can spray then when we've got cool weather, that makes a huge difference to reducing the yep. population. But you can spray now too. Well, with cool yep. weather, no problem at all, Mick.
Okay, thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
That.
Got you, Mick. We'll clear some commitments. We'll come back. We'll try and get through as many calls as we can. So to Vicky, to Pam, to June, to Kate, to Ernie and Matt, stay there. We'll be back with you soon. It's 14 to 3.
Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
Cathy Capellas McLeod, do we really get our canine friends?
Some folks get them more than others, and I think the more we can get them, the more we can just live in harmony, realising that we have a dog, we've got a garden or beautiful lawn that perhaps might at some stage be a problem.
Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley. Tonight from 8:30 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Go your own way with the Isuzu D-Max Tourmate. The perfect touring partner, packed with over 5 grand worth of accessories, including a canopy, weather shields, tow bar kit, plus loads more. Pick up the Isuzu D-Max Tourmate 4x4 LSM Auto for just $44,990 drive away. Or for more bells and whistles, get the Tourmate 4x4 LSU Auto for just $48,990 drive away. For terms and conditions, hurry to your local Isuzu Ute dealer today.
The 60-Second Mentor, thanks to Vero Business Insurance, the experts in protecting your success. This week, serial entrepreneur Heidi Armstrong.
One of the real core lessons for me was to not be scared about asking for business. That is the cornerstone of any business, realising you have value, so you want to be able to connect that and not be scared to say, hey, let's get a deal done. Another key to business success is know your elevator pitch. How do you describe succinctly what your unique selling proposition is? If you don't know it, you've got no chance.
Hear this in full at 60secondmentor.com.au and find out how to win a $20,000 business grant thanks to Vero Insurance. Insurer is Vero Insurance. First, consider the PDS to see if it's right for you. Ask your broker for a copy.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFreitas and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Yanchep to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFreitas or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
And the winner of this year's 10th annual Giant Veggie Competition for the 10th year in a row is Big Pete!
How does he always win?
Oh, yeah, his zucchini's even bigger than last year.
To grow like a pro, you got to go where the pros go. And that's Mirko Brothers, the expert's first choice for premium gardening advice and products. Visit mercobros.com.au. Mirko Brothers. Trust the experts.
That police siren is just a sound effect. But what was your first reaction when you heard it? If it was, uh-oh, cops, I better slow down, or quick, get off my phone, there's a good chance you're not one of WA's 800,000 zero heroes, drivers with zero demerits. But if you are a Zero Hero, use your influence to make a difference and help keep our roads safe. Thanks to all our Zero Heroes. Authorised by the State Government, Perth. Spoken by Mia Martin.
Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening. For Mirko Brothers, trust the experts and grow like a pro with Mirko Brothers. And Dickie's Trees. Got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie.
We will try and get through as many of these calls as we can. If we don't get to you, I do apologise in advance. Sue will be back in on Saturday morning. G'day, Vicky in Bedford. G'day, Vic.
Hi, Vicky.
Hello. Hello, Sue and Carl. I've got a... I bought a lots of lemons plant tree about 5 or 6 months ago, and it was doing fine. And then last week it started to sulk, and now all the leaves have curled up, and it's been out in the rain, and it's been thriving. And all of a sudden,
did you feed it? Is it in a pot?
Yes.
Yeah. Has it got a saucer underneath it?
Nope.
Good. Draining freely? Can you, when you tip it up, can you see that it's draining freely?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Did you give it any citrus fertiliser?
Nope.
No. Okay. It's if it's, the reason is if it's just suddenly curled up, it's either being overwatered, waterlogged, I'd say at this time of the year, or it's been fed with something it doesn't like, and often it's citrus fertiliser. So I'd be seriously looking at the root system in the pot or the holes in the pot to make sure it's draining freely. That's all that usually happens, causes a problem. I wouldn't, out in the rain, of course, we haven't had, I haven't had to water mine lots of lemons for months. So it's not that. It's, yeah, I'd say it's been waterlogged.
Well, yeah, it's just been sitting in the pot on a concrete slab.
Mm. Okay. So lift it up off the ground for me. And then if it's in plastic pot or a clay pot, just tip it up to the side and have a look at the root system. Make sure that it is draining.
Yep. Okay, Sue. Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thanks,
Vicky.
Vic, to Pam in Duncraig. Pam.
Yes. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Sue, I've got your gerberas, and they are not growing very tall. They're all flowering, but they're very small.
Yeah,
what's wrong with them?
Sometimes that happens. I know. I've seen that a lot, and that's really close to the leaves, and then the plants.
They're not very tall at all, but they are looking nice.
They're looking awesome. Get some sulphate of potash. Will help develop those stems as well.
Yeah.
That's something that will give a longer, and also a little bit of blood and bone. But sulphate of potash is a key. So you can get blood and bone with potassium.
Oh, okay.
That's what
we need.
That will help it.
Yeah.
The next crop should be okay.
Yeah. Also, on it, often I see a little stripe. It looks like a bee, but it's not a bee. They seem to walk around and seem to be a bit skinnier, but it's striped like a bee.
Ah, might be a hoverfly. Now, they are a bit like a bee, and they are actually really good. You want those if it is a hoverfly.
Yeah, no, it's not that one.
Not a hoverfly?
It eats the leaves. And I've seen it on the...
Does it eat the leaves in a perfect circle?
Yes. A bit like a snail sort of.
It's not the one I was thinking of. We need to find out what it is.
Yeah.
What it's called.
Also, it also goes on the poppies and eats the flower on that.
No, we need to see what it is. If you can, a couple of things that might... Capture it, take it down. If it's an eating bug, one of the best things to use for chewing things is Maverick. That's very effective.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that even though I can't see them, that will stay on the plant.
Will stay on the plant for a certain extent, amount, not for a long time when it's raining, but a certain extent. It's only short term, but that will help it a little bit.
Oh, good. Mm. I'll take it. I'll put it in a thing and take it down to Bunnings.
Yeah. Also, to identify it, we can take a photo.
Yeah. I've had a tiny little beetle and a little fly on the daisies, which seem to eat the middle.
There is a swarming. Yeah, it could be the same, but there's also what we call swarming scarab, which is a tiny beetle, and they do cause damage on leaves as well, and also flower buds, and they get into the roses as well. They are really difficult to control, and we just got to let them pass.
Oh, do you?
Because they can't. Nothing controls them really. They're really bad for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, they only seem to get on a little bit of the actual daisy bushes, but not everything. But I can see them in the middle, you know.
Yep,
sometimes.
That's the one. I imagine that's what it is. Swarming scarab, that one's called.
Thanks, Pam. Hope you have your questions answered. Let's go to June and Corrine. G'day, June.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Two quick questions, Sue. Do you know about banana peels and roses?
that you can use them for roses for the potassium?
No.
You know?
Yeah, it's the potassium that causes it. But if you put banana peels around your roses,
yeah,
you get no aphids.
There you go. Fantastic. I love that idea. Thank you for that tip.
I tried it. I proved it. I put a whole pile of banana skins on some roses and not on the others. The others are full of aphid. The ones with banana peel have got no aphid.
June, I love that tip. Thank you very much for that. Fantastic.
And also, could I ask you about my avocado tree?
Go for it.
2 years ago, I got 6 big avocados.
Yeah.
Last year, I got 1 little thing. This year, I pruned it.
Yeah.
This year, it is full of flowers.
Fantastic.
Does that mean I'm going to have avocados?
Yeah, hopefully, yes, that's right. Because they do have an off year, always have an off year. So that will be a thing. Hopefully, you will get avocados. Flowers is a fantastic start. So, yep, the next step
is... What do I feed them with?
At the moment, it's only complete fertiliser for fruiting trees, a little bit, and then another little bit in 4 weeks' time, around the root system, like very wide, rather than just at the tree.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, June.
Thank you, June. A quick one from Kate, and that's probably about all we'll get in. G'day, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, I'll try and be quick, but, Carol, thank you for the traffic report on Tuesday. I managed to avoid a 1 hour, 40-minute delay on the freeway.
Beautiful. That's nice. Yes. Thank you, Kate.
If you'd have been there, I'd have given you a big hug. But I also managed to...
There you go. God, you gave you a kiss.
And alert them.
Did you get
now,
that?
Sue, hollyhock. Yes, I did. Thank you.
Good.
Sue... My hollyhock, all the leaves on the bottom have fallen off. They've gone brown and yucky.
Yeah.
And now the leaves have gone sort of rusty, but on the back of them, I've got a spot.
Yeah, and you know what that is? It is rust. They get rust. And the thing about hollyhocks is that it won't spread to anything else. But one of the best things to use is dusting sulfur for Kate. So that will fix it up completely for you. You might have to give them a bit of a clean up, a bit of a trim, and then definitely use dusting sulfur on it, and that will clear it up for you.
Wait until the rain stops.
Yeah, wait until the rain stops. That's true.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Carl.
No worries, Kate. Thank you.